I sing of Olaf, glad and big, whose warmest heart recoiled at war, a conscientious objector. His well-beloved colonel, Trig West Pointer most succinctly bred, took Erring Olaf's son in hand. But though an host of overjoyed none comes, first knocking on the head him, do through icy waters roll that helplessness which others stroke, with brushes recently employed anent this muddy toilet bowl. While kindred intellects evoke allegiance per blunt instruments, Olaf, being to all intents a corpse, and without any rag upon what God unto him gave, responds without getting annoyed, I will not kiss your effing flag. Straightway the silver bird looked grave, departing hurriedly to shave. But though all kinds of officers, a yearning nation's blue-eyed pride, their passive prey did kick and curse, until for wear their clarion voices and boots were much the worse, and egged the first-class privates on, his rectum wickedly to tease by means of skillfully applied bayonets roasted hot with heat. Olaf, upon what were once knees, does almost ceaselessly repeat, there is some S I will not eat. Our president, being of which assertions duly notified, threw the yellow son of a bitch into a dungeon where he died. Christ of his mercy infinite, I pray to see, and Olaf too. Preponderatingly because, unless statistics lie, he was more brave than me, more blonde than you.